Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
We're here for the NBA Finals Game 1, and it will be the Suns and the Bucks, and it will be Chris Paul on the court. But no Giannis Antetokounmpo, at least not expected, as he is listed as doubtful for Game 1. Now, whether or not he plays in this series still remains to be seen, although there is some hope. He has been doing some work on the court. So we'll see when he does show up in this series and what type of impact he can have after that knee injury. And, of course, as you know, every game on the NBA Finals, you can hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Coverage of Game 1 begins tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt with Jay Will live from Phoenix getting ready for the finals. So let's go back to the Chris Paul conversation, though, guys, because I was very happy that Jackie McMullen took my side in the idea.
Lies.
Stop. You know, like, what you remember when you picture, like, everybody just do this. Just close your eyes for a second.
Close your eyes.
I don't want to visualize.
And
no.
Visualize Chris Paul. And what jersey is he wearing when I tell you? When I say CP3, the jersey that you see him in is that red Clipper jersey with the, you know, the blue stripe down the side. He's throwing a lob to DeAndre Jordan. Oh, there's Blake Griffin. I see him there.
What happened to them when they got to the playoffs?
JJ Redick, I see.
Get to the playoff part.
Well, don't worry about that. I'm just saying what I remember. I picture him as that guy that took a franchise that was considered. You go there to blow out your ACL and end your career.
Alan Hahn, can you do Monica and I a favor?
Please.
CP3 has been through hell and back, pretty much purgatory as a player, right? With what him as a leader, mm-hmm. What's going on? Yeah. Is it his team? Is it Blake's team? What's going on with Doc Rivers?
Yep.
He leaves that organization. He goes to Houston. What happens between him and James Harden? He gets injured when they're up 3-1 against Golden State. He then goes to OKC. He turns into a new player. He leads Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in this team, plays the two-guard spot. Do me a favor. For a guy who's been in the league for a long time and for a person like you who's covered basketball, help us help the American public remember CP3 if he wins a championship. Yeah. For a championship legacy. That's been Monica and I, our whole point from mm-hmm. this whole beginning. If he wins a championship in Phoenix, let's remember him as a champion, a guy that went to other, didn't like do all these different, like, hey, I'm going to go join up with LeBron, even though he tried to join with the Lakers back in the day, but didn't go through all these power teams, three or four players, did it his way. Mm-hmm. Let's value that.
I value it. How do you remember Ray Allen?
Boston.
Is it the Celtics title, or is it that Game 6 shot for the Heat that kept them alive and they won Game 7 to win a championship? How do you remember Ray Allen?
See, I remember he got game.
Remember
Jesus
Ray Allen started in Milwaukee.
Jay, like, went completely off the court.
I'm going all the way back to Jesus Shuttlesworth. I'm going back to the Milwaukee Bucks Ray Allen.
Yeah, I'm saying Bucks Ray Allen would dunk on you. People forget that. Bucks Ray Allen dunked on people.
He dunked on me in USA Basketball. I was like, oh.
I didn't want to bring that up, Jay.
I tried to take a charge, and I was like, what am I? You know, Monica, have you ever had those moments where you step in like, what the hell am I doing?
Bad decision.
I should have just got yelled at on that one. Like, forget it. I shouldn't even put myself out there. But here's the thing with Ray Allen versus Miami versus the that's actually a really
good
one.
That Boston championship, he was a huge part of that. But those shots for Miami, I mean,
ultimately led to championships. So, Hahn, there was no championship with the LA Clippers in Lob City. Mm-hmm. As cute as it was,
that you remember Kawhi with the Raptors, but he already had a ring with the Spurs, I say you remember
him. But at least there's an argument there between rings. You can't argue me in a situation where there was no bling to show
get
for
him.
It, my dude. That don't
get
work.
Him, Monica.
That don't
get
work.
Him.
To me, he became that star. We knew Chris Paul as a really good player with the Hornets. We knew him as a star with the Clippers. He went to L.A. Where does he still live, by the way? Where does he still keep a residence? Where does his family still live?
What does that have to do with
it? It just has to do with where he puts his
roof. He has multiple
down.
Houses. He makes $44 million a year.
He got a spot
he has multiple
still.
Houses. I'm making my case,
it's
and
a bad
Jackie
case.
McMullen agreed with
case.
Me, and she has a great resume when it comes to the NBA.
I will chime in, though. I put this question on my Twitter poll here. What franchise will remember CP3 for most, including if he wins a title with this Phoenix unit?
Yeah.
32% say Phoenix. 63%
how many votes?
Are saying
how many
Clippers.
Votes? Don't give me 32%.
Hold on.
How many votes?
And a bunch of people are writing in the Hornets. I only have 139 votes at this point. Go vote, please, people.
Very
hey,
small.
Can we retweet by the
way,
from the
wait,
show account?
Wait to use the show account.
I was about to say, somebody retweet me on the show
Somebody's
account.
Somebody's trying to get followers
Keith,
right now.
Are you at home watching the show? Do you control that account? Retweet it.
Hey, Alan, I am going to tell you, though, just for the CP3 effect, the winning percentage before he entered a franchise compared to that first franchise has gone up drastically from the Hornets to the Clippers to the Rockets, even when he got there, 67% winning percentage. When he got there first year, 79%.
Yep. Jay, but that almost hurts Allen's argument. Because wherever he goes, he's going to win. So now the ultimate thing in winning is can you come home with the hardware?
Yeah. I mean, obviously that you have seen it go each year, but his impact with the Suns is undeniable. Of course, we know that. His impact with this team, what he's meant to a group that did have an 8-0 in the bubble and looked like they were going to be a team on the rise and Devin Booker being a star. He shows up and it's sort of that linchpin that makes it all work. And that's clear. And if he wins a championship, it's a great story. But it's just still worth the debate. We'll get to the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs. It takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven. So let's take some calls on this topic. Ty is in Nashville. Go ahead, Ty.
What up, Ty?
Hi, good morning, guys. I agree with you, Alan. I think that even if Chris Paul won a championship in Phoenix, and I'm a Chris Paul fan, he'll be remembered as a Clipper. I mean, if you think about it, if he wins the championship right now and he stopped playing, all your favorite memories of Chris Paul would be in a Clippers jersey. Absolutely. I mean, he's playing great right now, but his greatest height of his powers, Chris Paul was in L.A. And it'll be the same way for Kawhi, the same way for LeBron. LeBron will be remembered as a Cleveland Cavalier because most of his greatest memories will be in Cleveland.
Yeah, see, so it's about the memories, right? That's Ty, 100% right. To me, it's not about the level of what you did. Like, again, winning a championship for Kawhi for 1 year or even a Chris Paul winning the championship. It's the bulk of your career and the greatness that you had over that period of time. It's the most time you spend here, and that's how I'll remember
how
you. I mean, it's just simple as that.
How many participation trophies do you have in your home, Ty?
What participation trophy are you talking about?
Ty has lots of participation trophies.
What does that mean, like participation
trophies? Dude, it's not about if he goes and wins a title
You're
with Phoenix.
You're telling me how I'm supposed to remember somebody?
Listen,
it's how I remember him. I remember him in a Clipper jersey.
If he goes and wins a title in Phoenix, that will lift the weight of the one – I hate this word now. I'm sick of it at this point. But asterisk on Chris Paul's Hall of Fame career, which is that he doesn't have a ring. He's going to do it in Phoenix. It's going to be Phoenix, y'all.
Can I tell you something, Monica, just to revisit some of you guys talked about in your first hour show? Alan, can you stop putting asterisks on every damn season?
Please, Jay.
Do you know how hard it is to win a championship?
Me? I'm not the
because
one.
You're the one that said it, and I watched Monica defend the same point that I'm about to make. It's so hard to win a championship.
Jay,
so last year it was the bubble, and now it's like, well, because all the All-Stars are out. Like, so what?
I never put an asterisk on. In fact, I was trying to fight that as well because I talked about how hard it is to get to the top of the mountain regardless. Jay, I understand.
That's
right.
On me.
You flew yesterday,
that's
and, you know, I understand.
There's a lot going on.
Early. It's a lot happening. But you're also just, I can see the mood you're in. I love it. You're feisty right now. You just want to attack. So I'm okay with it. Let's get back to the calls. Let's go to Mel in Queens. Go ahead, Mel.
Hey, what's going on? Enjoying the show. Alan, hold your ground, man. Don't be afraid. Don't let them do what the media has been doing with Chris Paul his entire career. Chris
Paul.
Whoa,
don't
is
put me in the same
player.
Conversation with the media. Hold on now, Mel.
I'm the media.
Hold on,
get
Mel.
Him,
Mel.
Mel.
Talk your talk, and you wrong, but go ahead.
Yeah. Y'all trying to force him to go for a narrative for Chris Paul. No, Chris Paul will be remembered as a Clipper.
Thank you.
That's the same place.
He's
going to
be remembered as a loser in L.A. All right, cool.
Donald Sterling
okay.
in L.A.
Let
there
him
you go.
Finish
great.
His conversation.
But
let
here's the difference.
Go ahead.
Here's the difference between... The difference between Chris Paul and Kawhi Leonard, right? This is Devin Booker's team. The media keep trying to spin it as if this is Chris Paul's team. Devin Booker beat the Lakers. Chris Paul was, he pretty much did what? What did he do in that series? Really pretty much nothing. The series against the Clippers,
Mel.
They were up 2-0 before
Mel.
Chris Paul even came back. This is
Mel,
Devin
I'm
going to
press
team.
Pause on you right now.
Chris Jay.
I'm
going to
press pause.
Get him,
like,
Jay.
Mel, are you still with me, Mel?
Him,
are you there?
My sister's
yes,
name is
I'm
Mel.
Here. I'm here. Let's
Mel,
bring it.
What was the record last year for
Talk
Devin Booker's team?
Besides 8-0
in the bubble.
No.
I'm not talking about the bubble.
We don't want that.
What was their record? Where did they finish in the West?
they finished, like, you know, they in the play-in. Like,
No. Don't become the media and twist the narrative. I'm asking you a direct question, brother. Where did they finish last year in the regular season?
They didn't make the playoffs.
All right, and what did they finish this year? Overall in the NBA. Second overall in NBA for the best record. Come on, man.
Well, why?
That's CP3.
Because
he's
been narrative. Here's real quick. That's your narrative. You know why it's your narrative? Because Chris Paul has always been a loser. Like, y'all talk about his first year with a team. Every team Chris Paul went through underachieved. The Clippers underachieved. And y'all want to talk about his New Orleans years? No. You realize he had Peja Stojakovic, he had David West, he had Tyson Chandler, all who went on to go win championship rings. Or they were, like, Peja Stojakovic was with the Kings when they were fighting against the Lakers in conference finals. So he always had players. Blake Griffin, Crawford, J.J. Redick. He always underachieved. That keeps trying to make him into a winner.
So, okay. So I think, you know what, Mel? I appreciate this passion, wholeheartedly disagree. Hold on. But so you just said he's always underachieved. So you would rather remember him. Okay. He was on a team, so whatever. We're all in the same boat. So you would rather remember him as underachieving in L.A. in a Clippers uniform as opposed to winning a title in Phoenix, is what I'm hearing.
No, I would say I would be happy if he won a title in Phoenix, but he's not the guy. He's not Kawhi. Devin Booker is the man. So he's, like, winning a championship based on somebody else's merit. He could never win a championship by himself. He wasn't even the best point guard ever. Tony Parker and Steph Curry always cooked him.
By the way, Mel, he might be top five all time. By the way, Mel, I want you to know Kawhi may have made some clutch shots, but he wasn't necessarily the guy either.
Yeah. Thanks,
just
Mel.
Let you know. Kyle Lowry was the guy.
I like the Mel.
Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili were the guys.
No superstar done it by himself as a league. No, like, everybody's
again, Dirk
up.
Needed even Jason Kidd at that time, too.
LeBron went to Miami.
I like that. At least Mel brought the smoke, though, that he wasn't.
We do appreciate that from Mel.
He's one of your favorite players and then call him a loser at the same time.
Well, again, I think he was.
Come on, Mel, make up your mind.
The point he was trying to make was that he was on teams that underachieved and should have done more with what they had. And, again, I mean, you could also say that's kind of blaming Chris Paul since he was supposed to be the leader. On the Kawhi topic, let's go to Jonas in Ohio. Jonas?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Thanks for taking my call.
Got it.
Before you were making some comparisons about who will be an NFL comparable to Kawhi and Chris Paul, I'm right now, and not in terms of personality, but in terms of achievements, right? I would say Chris Paul right now is probably comparable to Randy Moss. Kawhi Leonard is probably comparable to Antonio Brown in terms of, like, where you would go and your accomplishments at different places. Are you the pivotal piece in those different franchises and things of that sort? So I guess where would you remember Randy Moss? Where would you remember significantly Antonio Brown? And then back in the NBA conversation, in terms of, like, what you accomplished, where you went, depending on which franchise you went to, you know, where would you put Shaq? And last point, as an Ohio native, Kyrie's a Cavalier, and LeBron's a Cavalier.
Yeah.
Because
you're claiming Kyrie. Okay. So he's claiming Kyrie. Now, Randy Moss, I mean, when he's mossing people, that's Vikings.
Yeah,
you know, I understand, you know, him going to New England, but that's, you know, Minnesota.
I also had to take
notes. Antonio Brown's a Steeler.
Who just called? What was that caller's name? He gave us a lot of homework. So, okay.
There's a lot of math. Yeah, we
Jonas
had to keep
from,
up with that.
From Ohio. All right, yeah. So Randy Moss. I didn't like the Antonio Brown Kawhi comparison.
No,
sorry,
no,
Jonas, you lost me on that one. Randy Moss in Minnesota, yeah, he won the championship. Shaq was a good one. But Shaq's a Laker. It wasn't that good, actually. Shaq's a Laker.
Shaq's a Laker because of the titles, the Kobe thing, all that stuff.
Right.
You remember him as a Laker, even though people, you know, have to also remember the fact that he was with Orlando. I mean, he did have that.
He won
and Penny,
in Miami, too.
You know, it was short-lived, but, you know, Shaq and Penny was a thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that felt like that was going to, right, Jay? That felt like that was going to be forever,
mm-hmm.
You know, those two.
Penny and what was that? The commercial, the Penny, the bobblehead commercials.
Little Penny.
Penny.
Oh, with Tyra Banks.
That was everything between those.
Yeah,
two.
No. It's so you forget that, and then of course he goes to Miami. He wins a championship. Then LeBron tries to bring him to Cleveland. By then he actually went to Phoenix. Remember he goes to the 7 seconds or left with Phoenix.
Yep.
And they try to get him to run the floor, play fast, and it's like this Shaq. He's not, at this point in his career, he's not playing fast, but yeah, he did bounce around. People forget that. But Shaq, Shaq definitely as a Laker. Jamin in Atlanta has a Kyrie take. Go ahead, Jamin.
All right, thank you guys. Good morning. Cleveland definitely claims Kyrie. And for the record, Ray Allen is definitely remembered as a Celtic. And Blake Griffin, along with CP3, will always remember those two as a tango and as a Clipper. Thank you.
Yeah, I think they're big three. I would include DeAndre Jordan in that too. I think those three just you think Clippers.
I'm very surprised. With the title on the line, y'all want to talk about Clippers? What is going on with my phone? Sorry.
Could you just put it down? Put it down.
I'm sorry.
I feel like I'm talking to my kids now. Put your phone down. We're talking.
I mean, with that terrible dad joke. Jay, did you hear his dad joke?
It wasn't that bad.
I did not this morning.
What was it? The money. It always comes down to the money, like a sandwich. The bread ends up on top.
The bread's always upstairs on the top or something weird.
Business is a sandwich.
Business is a sandwich?
Business is a sandwich. No matter how you flip it, the bread always ends up on top. What? That's what matters. The bread is always the thing that matters.
It's all about the money.
I am so tickled by that.
It's all about the money, Alan.
Terrible joke.
That's a
horrible. It wasn't really
joke.
A joke. It was
a terrible statement.
I got Jay completely just taking us right through into commercials, asking Mike Tenenbaum a question. That's a great
hot
take.
It was a legit question.
Yeah, but it was 30 seconds to go. Jay, are you?
I'm
new
so.
To this?
I apologize afterwards. I just when you hear somebody say this he's a below you know Patrick Mahomes, I get animated.
You need to get back in the studio. All right, enough of this traveling.
I'm
on
a
road
for another 2 weeks.
Enjoy
it. Stay cool out there. I saw triple-digit temps and all that stuff.
People just outside walking around like you're sweating. You're sweating through your shirt. How is that comfortable?
Is it now in the morning? Is it about 110? Like where are we at right now?
I think right now we're around 85.
85.
It's gorgeous.
85. Yeah. Just it feels like the all your internal organs are just cooking on a slow fry.
But it's a dry heat.
What does that
it,
even
it doesn't
mean?
Matter.
Hot.
You know, like Monica, here's the point. So after games when you're out here in Phoenix, right? You know, like after a big game, you go outside. What do you see, Monica?
It's supposed to be dark, right?
Oh, that. Or you see just like thousands of people coming out of the game,
right? Milling about, having a great time.
Yeah, people going crazy. Yeah. Yo, you don't see nobody on the streets here. You just see the heat coming in the air off the pavement. I'm like, damn.
That's hilarious. All right, speaking of Phoenix, we have another call.
We have Robert in Phoenix, actually. So let's stay in Phoenix. Robert, good morning.
How you guys doing?
All right.
What's up, Robert?
Jay Will, welcome to Phoenix, man. It's a we actually got rain on Saturday, so it's actually a humid heat now. So, but so I wanted to just vouch for Chris Paul and Phoenix. I think when it's all said and done, if we're able to get the championship, I say it over and over. Booker's our most Booker's our best player. Chris Paul's our most important player. So, I think he'd go down to the Phoenix Sun personally.
Good way to put it. And you know what? And to think about it this way, the way Jrue Holiday described the Bucks when he said that Giannis is the soul, but Middleton is the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Is Chris Paul the heart and Booker the soul? Like, if you were going to describe the Suns in the same way?
I think I would flip it. I think Booker is the heart and Chris Paul is the soul.
Is the soul?
I think.
You see, I think CP3 is like the brain. Like I think he is the brain operate and Devin Booker
trying to work
has
with heart and soul though here.
Just
yeah, I'm not really going on that. It's just it's different because CP3 is like analytical. He's the one that kind of is the mastermind.
Yeah, no, I get
behind
it.
Positioning the pieces right.
Right.
Whereas Devin Booker, if you're looking, it's like he's like Bobby Fischer, and then Devin Booker is like the queen. Devin Booker's one of the most powerful pieces on the board.
I would like to introduce DeAndre Ayton as the thyroid gland.
See, like Jay's the guy that you ask him a multiple choice question and he wants to write in the answer.
That's what Jay's doing.
Because none of these answers make sense on the test. That's why.
So
give me something that makes sense, please.
Jay,
I'm not mad at that.
Would you like to go to North Carolina?
Why?
Yes, you do.
And I didn't know if this is like a trick question, so I didn't know what
John
angle
is in North Carolina.
From. Ah, okay.
And
yes,
he
John.
Wants to address something with you, John.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, John?
So I just wanted to just brush up on Jay Williams on what he just said, going back to the last caller. If he goes back to 1983, he'll remember that it was Dr. J's team. Dr. J was the one who couldn't get past the Lakers. And when they brought over Moses Malone, they were able to beat the Lakers. The same situations with Chris Paul. So it's not Chris Paul's team, just like it wasn't Moses Malone's team. It was Dr. J's team, and this here is Devin Booker. But that one piece that's needed to get past them doesn't make it your team. It just helps you make it better.
But let me ask, I like your example, but let me ask you this. How many times has Devin Booker been to the playoffs? Like, there is playoff history between Moses Malone and Dr. J. Devin Booker's never been to the playoffs.
He's never been to the playoffs, and I give you that credit.
Now they're in the NBA Finals, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's a huge jump.
I understand it's a huge jump, but in today's basketball, you add one piece, and it's a huge jump. We could take a look at where just adding Drew Holiday, look at the difference in Milwaukee. There's plenty of situations like that, Jay, around the whole entire NBA. I just disagree with that point, and I understand what you're saying about them not getting there. But in today's basketball, you add a key piece, that takes you someplace where you've never been. And we can take a look at the Atlanta Hawks. We can take a look at a whole bunch of other teams that have made jumps throughout the year by just adding just that one piece.
I hear you, John. I do hear you. I think this is a very interesting argument. But I think position makes this one just a little bit different in terms of Jay's point right before we took your call, CP3 orchestrating and sort of the brain of all of this in terms of taking this team to the next level. But I do hear you on that point.
I hear you. But Monica, think about, like, if you're Eric Bledsoe, you're at home right now, be like,
right. Yeah.
Like, I was with the Suns. That didn't work out. I was with Milwaukee. So, yeah, that critical piece, that's a game-changing piece for your organization. Drew Holiday, game-changing piece. But CP3, I mean, the Bucks have always been the best regular season team over the last several years. They just couldn't get over that hump in the playoffs. We've never talked about Phoenix being the best regular season team. We never even talked about Phoenix being top five in the West, yet alone now a team that's in the NBA Finals that finished with the second-best record in the NBA. That's a monumental piece.
Yeah, it's not like they were, you know, like, again, go back to the Raptors with DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. They were running into a wall every year. They make that trade, they bring in Kawhi, they get over that wall finally. That's not Phoenix wasn't running into a wall every year until they finally made a trade that got them over the hump. They were a team that was still kind of on the rise, and then you add this piece that gets them to that next level. And boy, did they get to that next level. They are in the NBA Finals. All right, that was a fun conversation about Chris Paul. Let's get back, though, to talking about what's actually going to happen on the court starting tonight, game one of the NBA Finals. But the concern is of who's not going to be there or expected not to be there, and that is Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is doubtful for the game. The level of concern of whether or not he will have an impact on this Finals, we'll discuss that next. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and of course on the ESPN app.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt in. J. Will joining us from Phoenix. And we go to the Goodyear Hotline. Doris Burke, ESPN NBA analyst, who is also on the call for Game 1 tonight, again, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. Doris, good morning. Thanks for joining us. And as we've been discussing this matchup, it's not necessarily just about who's there, but who might not be there. We don't expect Giannis tonight, and we don't know how much of Giannis the Bucks are going to get in this finals. Is that the determining factor of whether or not the Bucks can win this championship?
Well, I mean, obviously a two-time MVP would help strengthen any lineup. But what's interesting is, you know, we're sitting here wondering, or at least I am, is this similar to Kawhi Leonard, where, you know, the specter of Kawhi was hanging over the Western Conference Finals, but there was very little chance that he was going to play. You know, we believed that he would not play in that series, and that was our expectation. Here, where I feel a little less certain of whether Giannis is going to make an appearance. And they're, you know, obviously they have to play a little bit differently. And Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton, I love the note on the update about they've sat for a combined 22 minutes since Giannis has went out. It gives you a sense of the load that Chris Middleton and Drew are carrying.
DB, can you participate in an exercise with me? When I say
sure.
When I say a name, I would love to hear Doris Burke's unfiltered thoughts. You ready? Becky
yes.
Hammon.
Well, listen, I go way back with Becky, and you know, obviously on Chris Haynes' podcast, the frustration I had. Listen, I think hiring a head coach is a difficult job for organizations. Let me state that at the outset, Jay. And I'm sorry, I'm giving you probably a longer answer than you want.
No worries.
It's one of the most important decisions an organization can make, and I don't think any of the decisions, you know, GMs make as it relates to picking in the draft, all these things, none of it's an exact science. My frustration really had everything to do with, in all of my time covering the NBA, you know, I've known many assistant coaches across the league who've been interviewed for jobs and not gotten those jobs. And the one criticism I've heard, which I think is always fair, is, oh, you know, he so-and-so didn't interview well. And I don't think there's any one of us who hasn't been in a position of maybe interviewing for a position. The very first real job I interviewed for, I was a complete and utter disaster. And I had to call the gentleman at Providence who got me the interview and say, I just embarrassed you and me. So, you know, I'm sorry for that. What I have never heard, Jay, and this is where my frustration came from, is someone, you know, questioning work habits and likability about someone who didn't get the job. The most I had heard was, oh, he did not interview well. So my frustration was what sort of was spilled out about Becky Hammon in the aftermath of that interview, which then could take a toll should she get involved in other head coaching searches in the future. So that was long-winded. I'm not sure what you were going for there exactly, but, you know, My association with Becky goes back to my coverage of women's college basketball when she was at Colorado State and leading sort of this incredible run through an NCAA tournament that was unexpected.
I only ask you that, Doris, because, you know, having a relationship with the Spurs, all I hear about is how hard and how relentless Becky Hammon is and how her attention to detail is something that is so superb. So it kind of struck me the same way it struck you when I heard that kind of come out of somebody's take. And I think that's just so disappointing that that becomes a narrative from somebody's truly first interview for an opportunity.
Correct. Exactly right.
Jay, was that the end of rapid fire? I didn't.
That was the end of rapid fire.
Oh, okay. All right. Good morning, Doris. We want to turn back to tonight's game. And I'm curious, obviously Giannis is a big piece of the puzzle, but in terms of players that are going to be on the floor, what do you think is going to be the most important matchup?
Well, I think first and foremost, Monica, I have to say I clearly don't get the concept of rapid fire. and then I would say, you know, it's hard for me not to look directly at the point guard position, right? Chris Paul's signature has been all over this Phoenix Suns season. You know, obviously Devin and DeAndre Ayton and Mikal Bridges have all played beyond their years. And Monty spends so much time, and I love it, talking about sort of poise and emotional maturity and all the mental aspects of competing in the postseason. But you have to look at Chris Paul, who has obviously had such a profound influence between the lines, outside the lines on this team, attention to detail, being prepared for what to expect in these moments. And then Drew Holiday, who, you know, what's interesting to me, when all these all defensive teams are named year after year after year, there's always some grumbling if Drew is not made the first team amongst his contemporaries, because over the years, the consistent theme I have heard is this guy is the best perimeter defender out there. And so, you know, I'm anxious to watch that. What's fascinating to me is Phoenix has, you know, two elite mid-range guys who get to their spots, Chris Paul and Devin Booker, middle of the floor, getting to their spots, consistently knocking down tough twos, boxes and elbows. It's what I think wins a lot of times in the playoffs, and they have two guys who are elite at that. You know, do the Milwaukee Bucks play drop coverage as much as they did in the regular season, or do they pull Brooke Lopez up a little bit more, play small a little bit more? But the primary matchup I'm looking at is Chris Paul and Drew Holiday tonight to start the series, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be one. Doris Burke joining us on the Goodyear Hotline, ESPN NBA analyst, who's on the call tonight. Game one begins. The coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern, tip-off just after 9 o'clock, again, on ESPN Radio. Doris, you said something at the beginning of this interview, of this segment, that I just want to circle back on, because I want to make sure I heard it right, and because I find it interesting, because I feel the same way. You said you were less certain about Giannis making an appearance in the finals. Is that so? You're saying you're not sure he's even going to play for the Bucks in the finals?
No, my point being, where I was pretty convinced that we were not going to see Kawhi at any point in the West. I know less about this situation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So no, I'm not doubtful. In fact, you know, it's the wishful, hopeful part of me that you want the two-time MVP and you want the Milwaukee Bucks to be right to compete against a Phoenix team that has shown itself to be pretty complete. I just don't have the sense where I never believed really that Kawhi was coming back.
Okay, right. And that was generally like the feeling about Kawhi on that one. And the good news is, of course, that he's not practicing with the team, but he was getting some work on a side court. So it is hopeful that he's at least on the court doing some stuff. And we'll see if he gets into the playoffs at some point. But he is listed as doubtful for tonight. Before we let you go, then, we were discussing Chris Paul. And I know that Jay said a name and wanted you to react. So I'm going to ask you, when you think of Chris Paul and his career, what jersey do you picture him in the most?
Go ahead, Monica. Oh, you can jump in.
No,
hold on, Doris.
I'm sorry, Doris.
If he wins a championship.
Thank you, Jay.
I am asking the question directly.
Alan left off an important part of the question, Doris, which is including if he wins a championship with
Phoenix.
No, if
they are influencing your answer.
That's not right.
No, we're not, Alan. That was the question we started off the whole segment with.
But I think I'm falling on the side of Monica and Jay, in that if he wins a championship, and I get it, you know, he was the best point guard in the league for a 10-year stretch to me, and he wasn't in the Phoenix Suns uniform, so you'd think it would be elsewhere. But I think if he wins a championship, you know, listen, the NBA, we always talk about what we last see. It might be in the Phoenix Suns uniform, believe it or not.
Wow.
So say I'm wrong. Say thank you, Doris, for making me wrong.
I mean, when Doris says it, I have to
kind of concede. So let's go.
I do it that way, but I guess we'll have to see if he wins that championship first, of course. But that's what we're watching for, and that's what we'll be listening for. And that's, of course, why we love talking to you. Doris, thank you so much for joining us.
Have a great call.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, DB.
All right, Doris Burke again on the call tonight. Coverage of Game 1 begins 8 o'clock Eastern tonight on ESPN Radio. Game will tip off sometime after 9. We hope not too late after 9 o'clock, of course. So coming up next, you know what time it is. Call a roulette, 888. Say ESPN, 888-729-3776. For your hot takes or your questions, that is coming up next. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin. Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app, ESPN News, and of course, ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776 for Caller Roulette. Your hot takes, your questions. Siding with me on the Chris Paul Clipper thing, certainly.
Stop.
Welcome as well. Quickly, I want to read you a tweet about, remember, I had a little something to say about the Yankees yesterday. Not sure if you heard it. Aroldis Chapman today, this morning, tweets this: for all those people that criticizes my bad moments, I will tell them that I do not know how my story ends, but in its pages, you will never read, I gave up. So I will move on. I still have many wars to win and many mouths to shut up. Chapman bringing that heat. I was going to say,
you're smirking. You love that.
No, I do like that.
I'm not mad at you.
But I'm always about show me. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I saw your tweet now. Back it up, because we've had team meetings. Ooh. We've had owners talk.
Let's talk.
Enough talking. Some action, please. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Meanwhile, spin the wheel, please. Line three.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, now, this is only assuming Chris Paul gets it done in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. But let's say he gets it done this year, they win the finals. How far-fetched is it for him to come back to New Orleans, finish what he started, get a championship with Zion and B.I., save the franchise?
Can you see? I will. All you have to do is this. Whenever has New Orleans been willing to spend $40 million on one player?
Ooh, that's
the franchise, it might be the only thing.
That's far-fetched.
Basically it. And if you think he's walking away from that 40 mil, I'm sorry to say that's not happening. Keyshawn J.
I see
Will
him
Zubin.
Going to L.A. before he goes to the Pelicans.
Yeah. Presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We are playing Caller Roulette, and let's continue. Spin it. Line five. Really? Monica, it's always line five. Can we do it? Let's do this. You know the button that says five on the phone? Rip it off right now. Just tear it off. Rip it off right now. It's now we just blocked. You can't call line five anymore. Spin it. Line one.
Hi, the Jay Long Island. I got to say something. The Phoenix, I got a bunch of reasons why they're in the finals. Number one, they added veteran experience. The only person that's been in back-to-back finals the last 2 years is Jay Crowder. Mm-hmm. We got to stop giving Chris Paul all the things. Chris Paul's a great player. They added him, which is great. But when you add Jay Crowder, you add Chris Paul, and you add the type of talent they have, that's why they're in the finals. Last year, they had injuries.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh,
man.
We lost him.
Hey, when a rant gets cut off.
So people need to understand, though, Monica, look, I mean, and not everything is so polarizing, right? Like, are we giving Chris Paul credit for leading this organization? Yes, we're giving him a lot of credit. But Jay Crowder deserves a lot of credit, too. This is also a team sport. I'm not saying CP3 is the only reason why this team is better. I mean, there additions, obviously. But overall, the way he's pushed DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker, who have openly talked about it, those little things do make a difference.
And do you see Monty Williams hugging Jay Crowder a lot?
That's not fair. That's not fair. He wasn't with him in New Orleans.
A coach knows who's the most important. Let's spin it. I thought I said rip the number off. This lands on five again. How? Line five.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Hey, my name is Jeremy Cook, and I was calling to say that the Milwaukee Bucks will get swept What do you guys think about that?
That is a hot take.
Wow.
That
You're
is a
like
hot
our
take.
Guy after the
I'll tell you
Denver
what,
series.
They could get swept if Giannis doesn't play.
It's
That's not crazy.
I still
to
wouldn't
say.
Say they would get swept.
I don't know about really? Yeah, swept seems intense.
Yeah.
Really?
Chris Middleton gets one.
You think so?
I think so.
I mean, I still think they're a really good team. The Bucks are still a really good team. I mean, I think they're the favorite with Giannis being available. I think it's more of an even matchup without Giannis.
It's an even matchup without Giannis.
Yes.
Really?
I don't got yes. even.
Vegas believes it's the opposite. Without him, it's more even.
Okay. That's fine.
Right?
How much do they favor the Suns?
What
are the
what
Suns
is it?
Favorite?
Is it plus 125 and then minus 150 is the last I saw? Maybe I have the numbers wrong, but of course I'm not putting
money on the Suns
game.
Are minus 6 for tonight.
Yes. It's 5.5, right?
Wow.
Yep. Spin it.
Okay.
I love when Jay asks me questions that I'm not prepared to answer. Line 4.
Yeah, it's Robert from Virginia. And I don't think the Chris Paul story has been totally told. And they talked yesterday about him signing a $120 million three-year contract and mentioned teams like the Knicks or possibly the Lakers or Phoenix. So I think the story is yet to be finalized.
Interesting. If he doesn't win a title, is he more apt to go to another team, like joining up with his former agent Leon Rose in New York? Or does he stay in Phoenix because, again, close proximity to L.A. where his family's located right now and going for another championship maybe next year? Does he do?
That's right?
No, you don't
at
like that
point,
either?
At this point, I think –
Monica's making the same face. Everything I say today, you make the same face. Yeah, there it is. Scrunchy face.
Right. I think if he wins, he stays. I think he kind of stays, period, personally. I mean, this group is going to reload. They'll have another shot at it. I don't know if he comes to the West, is he on a contending team? And Father Time is real.
Agree, but we're talking about like
The East, excuse me.
Yeah, the East. So you don't see that at all. Remember, he's got a lot of connections in New York with the Knicks. The Knicks were an option
contending,
for him before he went to Phoenix.
But a contending team. Do I think the Knicks are improving? Yes. Will they be a contender?
Yeah, you're right about that.
I don't see that.
You're right about that.
If he wins a championship, don't you feel like CP3 is playing with house money?
Yes.
I mean, you win a championship, it's like, hey, what's better for your overall life? What's better for CP3's life? Not basketball life, his life.
Yeah, well, that would be being close to L.A. and home, and right? Wouldn't that make sense? Just kind of get the roots in Phoenix and leave it there. Speaking of Phoenix Suns, Amari Stoudemire. Remember him? He's going to join us tomorrow on the show. Enjoy that tomorrow. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.